Part of what distinguished the Los Angeles operations, however, is that National Guard troops were there, in essence, protecting or backing up those federal agents as they conducted operations. Is that what we should expect to see in Chicago?
You know, that always is a prerogative of President Trump and his decision. I won't speak to the specifics of the operations that are planned in other cities, but I do know that L.A. wouldn't be standing today if President Trump hadn't taken action. Then that city would have burned down if left to the devices of the mayor and the governor of that state. And so the citizens who live there, the small business owners in downtown L.A., they're thankful that President Trump came in with federal law enforcement officers and helped support keeping those streets open, keep their homes and businesses from burning down, and made sure the law and order was restored.
I just want to clarify one thing you said there. You said LA wouldn't be standing if not for these federal deployments?
So many of those homes and businesses that were in downtown LA and in those areas were dealing with riots and violence, and coming in and bringing those federal law enforcement officers in was incredibly important to keeping peace. And so we are grateful that President Trump was willing to send resources and people in order to enforce the law. And Ed, since then, we have arrested 5,000 dangerous illegal criminals out of LA and removed them from our country and had them face justice for their crimes.